Linda, L-I-N-D-A, last name is D as in David, I-B-A-R-T-O-L-O. 11-24-61. This is a 64-year-old woman who comes in today with symptoms of a urinary tract infection. She has her own PCP who did her blood work in January, was within normal limits. Her cholesterol was slightly elevated, period. In the paragraph, her family history is consistent with coronary artery disease, lymphoma, myocardial infarction, and her father, mom, died of Alzheimer's. Mammogram, up to date. Colonoscopy, up to date. Lab work, up to date. Social, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, she's been married 36 years, has two children, she's a case manager for United Healthcare. Her last period was 10 years ago. Allergy, none. Surgery, C-section, times one. Medical problems, hypertension. Review of system, no nausea, vomiting, no sign of concern. Pyelonephritis, no hematemesis, hematochezia, no seizure, convulsion. She's had some episodic leg pain and arm pain. Can I do it? Okay. Or any other symptoms reported, period. On exam, she weighs 167 pounds, 98.2, 97, 2067, 127 over 58. Heart positive, swan positive, rest of the lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck short, JVD skin shows, no rash or mucosal with anesthesia, no CVA tenderness noted. Lower extremity has positive pulses with no edema. Assessment number one, urinalysis shows evidence of leukocytes and nitrates consistent with UTI. Number two, macrobid, 100 milligram BID. Number three, no sign of pyelonephritis. Number four, hypertension. Number five, I offered her echocardiogram because of she's 64 years old. She's never had these studies before. The echocardiogram shows very mild LVH with excellent LV function. EF is around 60 to 65%, period. A carotid ultrasound in face of longstanding hypertension and family history of heart disease shows no evidence of significant obstruction. Thyroid within normal limits, no evidence of PVD noted in the upper or lower extremity, period. In the paragraph, she was told to try red rice yeast for slightly elevated cholesterol per her PCP, and I agree. Number two, finish macrobid. Number three, avoid sweet syrupy drinks. Number four, bath showers versus bath. Number five, empty bladder after sex. Next number is drink plenty of water. Next number is don't delay emptying your bladder. Next number is findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the clinic. Was given ample time to ask questions. Thank you.